Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tonight I'm reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 7, which is called Knowledge of the Absolute, text 26. So, if you know the Sanskrit, you can repeat the verse after me. Vedaham samatitani, vedam samatitani, vartamanani charjuna, vartamanani charjaha, bhavishyani chabhutani, bhavishyani chabhutani, mam tu veda nakashjana, mam tu veda nakashjanaha. And now the synonyms. Veda. No. Aham. I. Samatitani. Completely past. Vartamanani. Present. Cha. And. Arjuna. O Arjuna. Bhavishyani. Future. Cha. Also. Bhutani. All living entities. Mam. Me. Tu. But. Veda. Knows. Na. Not. Kaschana. Anyone. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me, no one knows. In the purport or commentary by Srila Prabhupada. Here, the question of personality and impersonality is clearly stated. If Krishna, the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, were Maya, material, as the impersonalists consider him to be, then, like the living entity, he would change his body and forget everything about his past life. Anyone with a material body cannot remember his past life, nor can he foretell his future life, nor can he predict the outcome of his present life. Therefore, he cannot know what is happening in past, present, and future. Unless one is liberated from material contamination, he cannot know past, present, and future. Unlike the ordinary human being, Lord Krishna clearly states that he completely knows what happened in the past, what is happening in the present, and what will happen in the future. In the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, we have seen that Lord Krishna remembers instructing Vivasvan, the sun god, millions of years ago. Krishna knows every living entity because he is situated in every living being's heart as the Supersoul. But despite his presence in every living entity as Supersoul and his presence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the less intelligent, even if able to realize the impersonal Brahman, cannot realize Sri Krishna as the Supreme Person. Certainly, the transcendental body of Sri Krishna is not perishable. He is just like the sun, and Maya is like a cloud. In the material world, we can see there is the sun, and that there are clouds and different stars and planets. The clouds may cover all these in the sky temporarily, but this covering is only apparent to our limited vision. The sun, moon, stars, and stars are not actually covered. Similarly, Maya cannot cover the Supreme Lord. By his internal potency, he is not manifest to the less intelligent class of men. As it is stated in the third verse of this chapter, out of millions and millions of men, some are trying to become perfect in this human form of life. And out of thousands and thousands of such perfected men, hardly one can understand what Lord Krishna is. Even if one is perfected by realization of impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma, he cannot possibly understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, without being in Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militabhyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. So I'll read the verse again. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. I chose this verse to speak about because it relates to something that is happening in the world, you know, that many people are aware of. Some weeks ago, a man named Edward Snowden, who was an employee of the National Security Agency in the United States, left his position and went to Hong Kong and is now in Moscow, and he's been revealing things that a lot of people didn't know about the surveillance activities that, you know, the United States government has engaged in. Many people did not realize that all of their email messages and all of their phone communications have been stored up and they are accessible to the government under certain circumstances. So many people were not aware of that, you know, that, you know, the government had access to all of their email and telephone communications. It was a great surprise to many people, and they are objecting to this. But I thought it was interesting in light of what the Vedic literature, what the Bhagavad Gita tells us about Krishna's knowledge of everything. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he exists in three main forms. First, as the Personality of Godhead, the original Personality of Godhead, then as his Brahman effulgence, his impersonal spiritual effulgence, and third, as Supersoul, his localized presence in the heart of each living thing and even within every atom. Andantarastam Paramano Chayantarastam. In the Brahma Samhita, it said, Krishna as the Supersoul, he's present everywhere, including within the atom. Elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita, we learn sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matasmatir gyanam apohanam cha, that Krishna is present within the heart as the supersoul, and he is the source of memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. We all think we know different things, but where does that knowledge come from? Ultimately, it comes from the supersoul. Sometimes we're forgetting things. Where does that forgetfulness come from? The supersoul within the heart. Memory or ability to remember things. Where does that come from? we may see somebody, we may forget their name momentarily, we try to remember, and then it comes to us. This is, according to the Bhagavad Gita, all due to the action of the supersoul. So Krishna is saying here, as supersoul, he's aware of everything, that's happened in the past, not just the email messages and the telephone communications that may be recorded, in different web servers around the world, but everything that has happened in the past. And not only everything that has happened in the past, but Krishna says he's aware of everything that is going on at the present moment. And not only that, he's aware of everything that will happen in the future, everything that will be said or done. So this power is called Trikalagya, the ability to know everything that is happening in all three phases of time. Sanskrit word for time is kala. Trikala means the three phases of time, past, present, and future. So Krishna, by his presence as supersoul in the hearts of all living things, knows everything that has happened in the past, everything that is going on now, and everything that will happen in the future as well. So that is the power of Krishna. It goes beyond the power of the NSA. Of course, why are people concerned about these surveillance activities? Well, they're worried that the people that are doing the surveilling may give the information to some government agencies, perhaps police agencies or whatever. And actually, everything that we see going on in the material world is actually a reflection, perhaps a perverted reflection, of a spiritual reality. So there actually is a cosmic system of justice that, under the direction of Krishna, does make use of the information that the supersoul records. There, in this system of justice, there are personalities like Yamaraj, who is the demigod who is responsible for taking this information that is recorded by Supersoul and holding each individual conditioned soul in this material world responsible for his or her actions. We are held responsible for our actions. There are attempts by governments to hold people responsible for their actions. But one problem is they don't have complete knowledge and they don't have complete authority. But Krishna's, Lord Krishna's system of cosmic justice does have complete knowledge of everything, not only what we do or say, but even what we think. And there is a system for rendering justice. It's called the laws of karma. So the laws of karma are very intricate, but the basic principle is that if we perform good acts, we get a good result in this life or the next. If we perform bad acts, then we get some bad result in this life or the next. But the ultimate principle of Krishna consciousness is to perform purely spiritual activities that generate no reaction on the material level of reality, either good or bad. Because by nature, we are eternal spirit souls who have an existence apart from this world of matter that we live in. And our bodies are vehicles for these souls. But ultimately, the soul is Satchitananda Vigraha. It's meant, its characteristics are eternality, knowledge, and ananda, or spiritual pleasure. We're meant to exist on that level of reality. And if we perform purely spiritual activities, we can exist on that level of reality beyond the world of samsara, the world of birth and death. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that an intelligent person will see that no matter what one's position in this world is, be it high or low, still one is subject to the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. So if we can come to the purely spiritual platform of activity and awareness, then we're beyond that. I mean, even if one is performing materially pious activities and one gets a good result in terms of birth in a nice family, getting a certain amount of wealth, having a certain amount of health, still one is subject to birth and death in this world. And what to speak of one is entangled in bad karma, the reactions to impious activities. So the ultimate goal of life, according to Bhagavad Gita, is to completely transcend material reality and situate ourselves on the spiritual platform, and where we perform the eternal activities of bhakti. Bhakti is a word, you know, some people are familiar with. Lord Krishna recommends in Bhagavad Gita the practice of bhakti yoga. Yoginam api sarve sham madgaten antaratmana shradavam bhajate yo mam same yuktatamo mataha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the best yogi is one who performs transcendental devotional service to me. That is the highest form of yoga. So that's called bhakti yoga. So if we practice bhakti yoga, then you know, we can achieve that transcendental platform where the soul will no longer have to undergo the cycle of birth and death, but will be situated on the transcendental level of reality, performing eternal devotional service to Lord Krishna with his eternal associates in Krishna's eternal spiritual planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. So we are all meant to go there, but in order to go there, we have to qualify ourselves. But this is what Krishna looks at as super soul in our hearts. It says, Ye yata mam prapadyante tams tataiva bhajamyaham. As people relate to me, I reciprocate with them accordingly. So that is something that the super soul within the heart is monitoring. What is our real attitude? Are we selfish and egotistical, or are we developing a desire to reestablish our loving relationship with our source? And we have a source. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am the ultimate source of everything, including all the conscious living entities within this cosmic manifestation. Mamai Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. All living entities are part of me, like sparks are part of the fire. We have the same quality as God, but we're not of the same quantity. So we can never become equal to God, but we can restore ourselves to our original godly nature and qualify ourselves to exist eternally with God on that topmost spiritual level of reality. But if we don't do that, then we remain subject to the cosmic justice of Krishna within this material level of reality. But you know, the nice thing about bhakti yoga is that even if you don't complete the process, even if you only make 1% progress towards the ultimate goal of complete pure Krishna consciousness, whatever advancement that you do make in the course of one life is your permanent gain. Because in the next life, in reincarnation, you'll take up where you left off. You know, like my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, said that you know, many of his disciples had practiced Krishna consciousness previously. And therefore, when they were exposed to it in this life, they were automatically attracted. And Lord Krishna also says that in Bhagavad Gita. He's asked by Arjuna, what happens to somebody who doesn't complete the path of bhakti yoga? Is it all just a waste of time and he's just lost? And Krishna says, no. Such a person will take birth in an advantageous situation and will get the opportunity to be exposed to the principles of Krishna consciousness again and will be automatically attracted to such principles and will make further progress. So these are the kinds of things that the super soul, the Paramatma, is monitoring. And the super soul is completely fair to everyone, to every soul. It's not, I mean, many people are afraid, well, if the government knows so many things about me, the government is not very fair and will unfairly attempt to prosecute or persecute someone and unfairly give somebody else some advantage. Well, Krishna's system of cosmic justice is not like that. Everyone gets exactly what they deserve in that cosmic system of justice. And everyone is given the same opportunity to get out of that whole system. Krishna is constantly offering people the opportunity to do that. You know, he comes periodically himself to give his teachings. And as the super soul within, he's always trying to guide us from within on the correct path. You know, some people call that conscience. We take it as the activity of the super soul that is helping to give us the intelligence to do the right thing. Each day we're confronted with so many choices. Should I do this or should I do that? Should I do this or should I do that? And the super soul within is trying to give us help to make the right decisions that will take us closer and closer to the ultimate goal of complete Krishna consciousness. So, Krishna, as the super soul within, he knows everything about us. He knows our innermost desires. He knows everything we've done in perhaps millions of lives within this material world during all our different incarnations. He also knows what our ultimate identity is, our ultimate spiritual identity is, because every soul has its swarupa, its constitutional form, in which it is meant to serve Krishna eternally in the spiritual world. So Krishna knows what that form is, and he's trying to help us gradually become aware of it. And the first step is to understand that we are eternally servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jivaras Rupahoy Krishnara Nitya Das. The eternal constitutional position of every soul is to be the eternal servant of Krishna. And Krishna is trying from within and without to get us to understand that and act on that basis with our mind, body, and words. So this information is given in Bhagavad Gita. And this knowledge is characterized as being Rajaguyam, Rajavidya Rajaguyam, the king of all knowledge, the most confidential knowledge, the most secret of all secrets. So this is being openly revealed in the Bhagavad Gita. So it's like Krishna has decided to reveal his own secrets, to be the whistleblower, you could say. So this Bhagavad Gita, you know, there's one chapter in here called the most confidential knowledge. It's the ninth chapter. But actually the whole book is revealing what is the real truth behind all the layers of illusion in this world? What is the most secret of all secrets? The most secret of all secrets is not what Edward Snowden is revealing. The most secret of all secrets is what is being revealed in the Bhagavad Gita. So that information is there. We should take advantage of it and act upon it for our own benefit and the benefit of everyone in this world. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Yes? So the question is, why do we have to take another birth to get reactions? What would be the alternative? That's because of our desire. If we wanted to finish everything in this life, that is possible. We could do that. But if we have some reservoir of selfish desires, then we're going to remain in this world. It is possible for each of us. My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, said we could finish everything in this. We could finish all the reactions in this one life. If we could let go of all our material desires and devote ourselves completely on the spiritual level, completely unselfishly to this process of bhakti yoga. It is possible, but it's up to us. Krishna isn't going to force us to do that. That's not the nature of love. But we could do it, so it's up to us. Something else? Yes? Okay, so in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Matasmitir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. From me is coming memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. You know, he knows everything we've done, and he knows what we deserve in terms of karmic reactions, and also opportunities to make further progress in devotional service. So he's constantly monitoring that as the super soul. And he's giving us whatever memory we need in order to make that further advancement. So it's up to the super soul and the super soul's relationship with each individual soul, what he's going to reveal in terms of memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. It's probably good that we've forgotten a lot of the things we've done in our past lives in this material world. Occasionally, Krishna will allow some remembrance. There's a Sanskrit term called jati smara, remembering a past life. So if Krishna wants us to remember something we've done in a past life, he can arrange for that. There are some people who do remember some details of some of their past lives. And as far as devotional service goes, it's that Krishna arranges, if we've made some progress in one life, Krishna will arrange for us to come in contact with his representatives and his teachings. And we may not remember what we did in our past lives to deserve that. But he arranges for us to be confronted with the opportunity to take up the path again in this life and gives us the intelligence to make the decision, well, yes, this, I can just say in my own case, you know, at a certain time in the early 1970s, some Hare Krishna devotees offered me a copy of Bhagavad Gita. I could have said yes or no, but I was inspired to say yes. So Krishna is giving us intelligence how to respond to the opportunities to make further spiritual advancement. But we can even reject that because we always have free will and Krishna isn't going to force us. So even if Krishna gives us the chance, gives us good guidance from within in the form of super soul telling us, yes, you should do that, we can still refuse because one of the qualities of spirit is that it has free will. So, okay, one more and then we'll, yes, sir? Yes. Well, I think the key point is Hanuman saying he thought of himself as a servant of Ram. So we always see that he was behaving as the servant of Ram, and not just in this life, but this is his eternal position. So it manifested here. That's what I would say. But thank you for bringing that up. It was very nice to give that example. Okay, now it's time for the feast. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.